It's another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, here's Dave Mason.
Welcome back, America, the second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. When we last, prior to the top of the hour break, we were talking about my experience yesterday with Comcast and sort of dovetailing with a story on The Verge today about Comcast and their plan to add 5,500 jobs and improve their perceived quality of service, because they're consistently over the recent past been one of the worst companies in polling of customers in the country. And last year they hired a guy whose job specifically at a very high level was to get this ship turned around. I don't know that that's really happened. We talked about how the whole Xfinity branding thing happened and why. It was really sort of a quick fix for them. They knew they were not going to turn around the Comcast brand reputation, that it was going to take a while. I mean, even after you start doing things right, people don't immediately start trusting you and understanding, right? I mean, you have to be doing things right for some time before people go, oh, wow, these guys are different now, right? So their quick fix was to change their branding to Xfinity.
You know, they do have a new slogan out.
Yeah.
Certainly. If at first you don't succeed, keep on sucking till you do succeed.
And that, you know what? That is my, look at, that's our, we could sue them. That's our motto. But, I don't know. I mean, they're going to go to Yfinity and to Zfinity if things keep going the way they are. But it was particularly interesting reading this story this morning in preparation for the show, given the fact that yesterday I spent some time on the phone with Comcast working with some issues for a client. You know, the client couldn't get anywhere, called me in. I was able to pretty quickly, you know, one of the challenges when you're troubleshooting stuff is to be able to set aside possible causes. The quicker you can kind of funnel down to a couple of potential causes, the quicker you can get things solved. And the challenge is not so much the actual solution at the end of that process. Oftentimes that's pretty simple, but that to getting to that process can be very difficult. And for a layperson to troubleshoot this stuff is just really difficult. So they called me in and I did what I could do. And one of my tricks was to take their computers out of the loop and their tablets and Kindles and what have you out of the loop, use my laptop as the test device so we knew it wasn't a question of them having a virus on their machines or whatever. And I was able to really quickly, within a matter of 10 minutes, have my laptop directly connected by network cable to the back of the cable modem from Comcast. And it was up and down and up and down, mostly down. So we get them on the line. Now here was, I'm going to cut to the chase, try to give you the Reader's Digest version. The thing that drove me nuts at the end of all this was when she went through her checklist to me, and it's really the reason why personally I call them, is, I talked about the necessity to being able to quickly set aside possible causes. Mm-hmm. The quicker you can eliminate possible causes makes a huge difference in your ability to troubleshoot quickly and diagnose things. To me, what should have been at the top of her list when I called her is, number one, after you tell the customer how much you love them and how much you're going to guarantee that this is solved and the customer needs to be calm and how much you appreciate them being an important part of the Comcast family, mm-hmm. Step two, do we have infrastructure problems on our end? That would be my thought process. Yes. Very first thing. I don't want to spend a half an hour. Now, with me, maybe it's not a half an hour. Maybe with somebody who's relatively experienced like I am, maybe it's 15 or 20 minutes. But with somebody who is a novice, a layperson, not really particularly comfortable with all this stuff. Yes, it just went black. Yes. We're fixing multiple outages, 3 p.m. Oh, that's hilarious. That's you.
Yeah, you can check your account.
That's you, yeah.
Yeah, you can get online and check your account. Yeah. You also have an app for your phone,
right.
Smartphone, to check on any service issues in your area.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about that when I finish the story, because it's a funny story about that, too. Personal experience. So my thinking is, the second thing that you do after all your graciousness, all of your fake sincerity, once you get through that script, then you check what's happening on our end. Is anything screwed up on our end? Well, yesterday, this gal did not do that. We spent, and it was shortcutted a little bit because she was able to say, okay, well, let's check your wireless. Let's reboot your, well, we've already done that twice. Okay, well, then let's check. And so I was able to say, done, 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 and not go through that 45 minutes of process. So I said, look, I've got the laptop connected directly to the cable modem now, and it's up and down, mostly down. Okay. I see here that we have outages in your area. And I thought, and I didn't say anything to her because I'll tell you, I think a lot of times, when those people are in that mindset where they're not even aware that that should have been the first thing they checked, when you say, why didn't you check that first? I don't think it doesn't come in. It doesn't get in. It doesn't supersede the script,
And, it's like they're automatons. Sometimes.
It is. So, I didn't say anything, but and maybe I should have. I don't know. But, one of the problems with me is if I start saying something, then I get upset. If I don't say anything, I don't start down that road of getting irritated. Right. I can kind of cut that short. So, I said, okay, great. Well, what's the deal? And she gives me the not very informative information about how, I see truck rolls scheduled. Okay, well, what's the schedule? Well, I don't know. Are they this evening? Are they tomorrow? Are they Monday? Well, we don't know. We just see that they're scheduled. Well, okay. All right. So it could be next year. Mm-hmm. Truck may drive by tomorrow or may not. Who knows what, how do they not know? If they got it in the computer that it says, we have trouble and we got a truck showing up, why can't they say evening or 4 hours? Or
because if they say that and they don't, they're going to get slammed, so they'd rather say nothing.
Well, you know what? They could say, we're going to try to be there this evening. Yeah. That's reasonable. I mean, that's my thing. I am not looking for, at 7:51, they'll be at the end of your block with the box open and commencing repairs. It's scheduled for Monday, it's scheduled for tomorrow, it's scheduled for this evening, And the schedule isn't concrete, something could come up. I mean, I'm prepared for that. That's reasonable. It's in the schedule for some time in the future. Okay. We come back, we're going to talk about some more stuff in this regard. Try not to put you to sleep, but I think it's important stuff. And it's funny stories, actually, because it's not happening to you.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Guaranteed geek-free radio. Yes, this means you, fat boy.
Hey, guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one. Back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.